Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Let's get a phone call in real quick. Let's go to PT at Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, Bob. I disagree with you a little bit on Wells. I thought he was just such a dominant starter for that half a season. And maybe you're right. He just has the makeup where he – because that's what happened. He kind of broke down and got tired. But, yeah, I mean, he was such a dominant starter for that first half of the season. In 23, so it was a while ago. And maybe he would be an ideal closer, but I just wonder if they'll give him a shot first at a starter. But I want to talk about Mountcastle today. His career's been pretty, to me, confusing. I mean, as you know, he came up as a shortstop, and he's kind of worked his way down to finally playing first. And Mayo looks like he's kind of following in that suit. But Mountcastle, as you well know, 878 OPS in 150 at-bats as a rookie, and then a 796 OPS when he was 24 with 33 bombs. But from there, it's been a lot of like Tyler O'Neill type little unique injuries. But from that 33 home run mark, it's been just disappointment, you know. But he has always been an over above average hitter. But as a first baseman, it's not like he's that much above average. And he is a good fielder now at first. But I don't think, and Nolan tipped me to this, is that so they can sign him after the season and then still trade him. I think that's the path they'll take, because do you think they can go? I mean, it's not likely they'll go into next season with both Mayo and Mountcastle on the team.
I would see that highly unlikely. How about I threw out this goofy scenario? Mountie rakes, and he is raking right now, by the way, and he's, with all due respect, I'll disagree with you, PT. He's a Gold Glove finalist twice at first base, and we've seen him nimble around the bag. And he was more athletic than Mayo at similar stages. Mountcastle, first-round pick. He couldn't throw. Like, Mayo's got a cannon arm. Can't field that right side or left side of the infield or right, whatever it is, over third base. Now he's going to play first. But how about Mountie rakes? You got him under another year control. You need a starting pitcher. How about you dangle Mayo in a package deal for a trade? Can we think outside the box, PT?
I like where your head's at, Bob. Okay. I do. I considered that as well. And yeah, I think Mountcastle, it seems, have good relationships with the younger players. And a guy you mentioned yesterday, Kowser's part of that. But that's what worries you, is that could Kowser follow suit like Mountcastle and just watch his batting continue to spiral down? But when I look at Kowser's minor league experience, it takes him a season, but then he is a very good hitter, and his OPS, he gets on base, Kowser does. So, and we all agree, he's been hacking this year with not enough walk.
Hey, PT, thanks for the call. Look, Kowser lost year, said it. Got hurt first series against the Blue Jays, scuffling, had a good night the other night, got the double, scored a run, walked twice, which is good to see because he's been a strikeout machine. Mountcastle's problem, can't stay healthy.
Yep.
There's all the hammy cost him months this year. It was the shoulder. He had the vertigo. He just cannot stay on the field. This is a guy that set the Orioles' rookie record for homers. Not Boog Powell, not Eddie Murray, not Cal Ripken. Ryan Mountcastle hit 33 home runs his rookie season. So the bat is there, but man, he's starting to hit. Where's the power? what I looked at it, and only real quick before we get to the top of the hour, the out against the Red Sox a couple nights ago, one of the two he made because he was 3 for 5, 415 feet away from the plate, right in that little triangle, right center field. Got to start seeing him be more productive with the power, I guess, because Manzolino's made it clear that Kobe Mayo is going to be the first baseman for the majority of the season. Kobe Mayo's playing the bag. Mountie, even though he's more accomplished, he's going to have to DH and get his at-bats when they come.
Right. I think the Sam Basayo is a big factor in this as well. Like, let's say that they do follow your thoughts there, and they trade Kobe Mayo for pitching. That'd be great. I don't
You're
think
anyone... throwing a scenario.
Well, I'm saying for the hypothetical, let's play along. Let's say that that happens. I don't know if you could really bank on Ryan Mountcastle to be your starting first baseman. You know, we know what he does when he's healthy, but we also know that he's never completely healthy. So if you wanted to bring him back as someone who's going to split time with Sam Basayo at first base, and Basayo could also DH and vice versa, that's fine with me. Again, it depends on what you could get in return for Mayo, because if you were looking to trade Ryan Mountcastle, you're not going to get anything for that. I mean, teams out there know the situation with him, expiring contract. The tape is out there on him. He's pretty much the player, you know, last couple of years, that's who he is. You know, I think he's kind of reached his ceiling, which is fine. You could be that for your team, but Kobe Mayo still has much more upside.
So what do you think? It'd have to be Mayo and...
Oh, yeah,
Insert maybe prospect or two, because you need another starting pitcher or two.
Yeah,
I mean, you trade for one, you sign one, you're going to need a closer. Maybe Wells is that guy when it's all said and done, but I don't think anything's off the table right now. Who's untouchable for the Orioles?
Gunner.
Gunner, Holiday, probably Rutschman.
Westberg.
Possibly, probably.
I would think most of the guys who have established themselves in the majors would be off limits. The pool that they would be trading. Yeah, but the pool they'd be trading from would be ideally guys that are still in the minors, that are still viewed highly, that are regarded highly by all the people that rank prospects out there, just like Heston Kerstad and Kobe Mayo were the last couple of years. Now, things change, not so much, but at that time, they had a lot of trade value. We didn't capitalize on it.
When we come back, we'll talk prospects. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, not a ton. Two NFL games tonight. Preseason, that's always fun. Got Martine here. He's a big preseason football fan. We'll talk to him as the show progresses. And then Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, get his thoughts on the team. Tony Manzolino, can he stick around full time? Orioles are 10 games over 500 since May 24th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.